The church will hype you up. It doesn't matter if you're talented or not.
Oh, no, especially if you're talented. They're going to hype you up. Say you draw real good, but some church lady go pull up on you. Baby, you need to draw for Jesus.
Nah, the Lord told me to tell you today. Lord didn't
tell you shit.
Told me to tell you today that you're going to draw the church programs. You're going to... What up, everybody? It's the Well-Spoken Token coming at you again with another episode. Ladies and gentlemen, yo, we spitting it through the wire, or should I say through the gauze, yo. I'm so happy to be here, guys, but I got two teeth taken out, so we got to make sure we keep that blood clot stuck in that tooth. So we got a little gauze action going for y'all today. I hope it's not too much, too much slurring and slishing and slipping. I'm so happy that you clicked on the link today. Thank you so much for coming out to the pod. You know who I got with me. Say what up to the people, bro.
I don't know what makes you think this is gonna work.
Oh, you don't like
I don't know don't like I don't the, know what's gonna
you don't like through the fire through the wind man that go on. Yeah, Kanye,
you don't
Kanye
know the words it. It's okay, a Kanye lot of niggas don't know the words.
And I'll drink a boost for breakfast.
No, that's the words to rap. You don't know the words to the sample, but that's okay.
I mean, the sample is not necessary. I mean, we came here.
The sample is literally either. The sample built Kanye's whole career. Everything yeah. that he's, everything you know about Kanye and love about Kanye is the solely sample. Because of the samples, especially in the early career.
We bless this. We blame the samples for the entirety of his career. Late yep. registration, college dropout. The sample, you know.
Yeah, your favorite Ludacris song was produced by Kanye.
Damn. Wait. Okay, hold on. My favorite Ludacris song?
Or I mean, I'm talking about the general public.
Because sure, like, my favorite Ludacris song is Grew Up or Screw Up.
You gotta get out of the South.
Ever since I was an embryo waiting to shape up and ship out. Something in my brain said, wake up and dip Ludacris out.
First. I was re-listening to Ludacris a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, yo, oh, this nigga sucks.
Hey, little Leech is only 9 years old. She trying to figure out.
That's a classic right so there. Cold. That's a classic, especially after the whooping. Oh, go ahead and play yes. that Runaway
My love. Nigga, Runaway Love. Fuck that bitch.
I'm laying on the floor playing with the door stopper. Like, oh, I'm out this bitch.
Love, run away.
I'm out this bitch. As soon as I get a wallet, bro, y'all niggas is over with.
When I get a wallet, nigga, I'm out of here.
That's all yeah. I need, a wallet.
Exactly, right? There's always one item that's holding you back from running away. It's like, look, all right, y'all, as soon as I get a sleeping bag, I'm out of here. As soon as I find
this, that'll fix everything.
To hold this bindle, I'm out of here.
I used to go to the backyard and practice walking with a bag, a Walmart sack on a stick.
This is me. Oh, she don't even know. I hope you can see me through the back window.
Yeah, right. Take that, bitch.
This is me out here.
Go in the back, practice a couple of sword swings.
Yeah, just getting up for the bums.
For the
homeless. For the homeless assaulters.
I used to try to the hobo fucking graffiti the niggas used to do.
Well, oh yeah, you know the symbols and shit, be like, yeah, this is a safe place, and this place right here, don't sleep here because the patrols be on. Yo, hobo graffiti, man, that shit's wild. Like, they have their own code system. I don't know if they still use hobo graffiti, but
if you don't have no keep going.
Symbols and signs. We still got like shit, like I know people still be throwing shoes and shit over power lines to be letting niggas know shit's good. Like, there's a trap house here. There's an illegal alien farmer spot right here. Like,
I thought that was just a fun thing to do.
I mean, some kids did it, but like some people do use it as a, what the fuck is it called? Is it called shoeing the line or something like that? Something called like it's marking your block. There's some shit. There's actually like a technical term for it. But basically, yeah, now people use it to, especially in like South Texas, they use it to mark dead drops. They use it to mark, like I said, places you can drop off. Like, if you're illegal, you can go here. Or, you know, hey, look, man, keep walking until you get to the power lines with the shoes. And then you just keep walking until you see the power line with the shoes.
I don't know if you got any type of research to back this up, but it sounds legit.
What I'll say is this. Every bullshit cop Every bullshit cop that I want to talk to, and they'd be like, yeah, man, then you'd be surprised what these fuckers come up with, man. You'd be surprised. You know, they got codes and stuff. They got, they got hand symbols and signals, dead drops. You know, we got to stay on our toes out here. You know, we got to keep ourselves right, ready.
And now I'm just harassing fucking immigrants.
Because anybody that I understand. Just walking around like, hey, you're brown. What's up? Which is crazy. How many like south of the border, like how many like South Texas troops or not troops, but South Texas fucking cops are Mexican or Hispanic?
No, fuck them. But I mean,
it's there's like Texas so many. And this is like a very interesting like dynamic in that situation. It's like there's a lot of like, you get like, I guess it's like getting locked up by a nigga cop, man. It's just like, fuck.
Yeah, no. They're gonna go a little bit harder on you because you know you one of them. We look like us. I don't want you to think my loyalty with them. You feel me?
Yeah, I mean, just as a quick aside, R.I.P. Tyree Nichols, right? But like that was crazy. That's five nigga cops, like five black cops off the rip. That shit was wilding to me. I really wasn't expecting that when they showed the picture of everybody that was beating on them. And I mean, mind you, they
talking about the Tyree Nichols shit.
Yeah, Tyree Nichols. That's what I said.
Yeah, that's his name. Yeah, I didn't watch none of that shit. I didn't pay attention to most of that shit. That's I just can't.
No, I get it. It's a rough fucking thing to try to keep up with, like keeping your head in that shit. Oh man, like oh shit. But yeah, speaking of which, man, I don't know if you kept up with the fucking shit that was popping off in the hometown, man. You know, Tyree's.
Yeah, we don't got to talk about that here.
I'm just wondering. I didn't know.
Yeah, we're not talking about the case. I'm gonna be honest. That is such a slippery slope that it's not worth bringing up. It's just this is not the platform to bring that up.
Oh no, I get it. We ain't a crime podcast or anything like that. We really can't help out the family, which that's my main.
It's also like just like it's not a crime podcast. There's a lot of like still ongoing shit that's going on. You don't want to, you know, put too much. You don't want to put too much attention from outside sources into but semi local business.
Yeah, I mean, shit. If anybody got some money, they want to chunk the Gibson family. Hell. There's out there the GoFundMe's is out there. They definitely need it. They got to appeal a not guilty verdict. That's some wild shit.
Okay, do research and then we'll talk about it.
I mean, you know, shit. Okay, got you. No problem. I was just saying, you know, shout out to that family. Hope they are.
No, it's so close to home. It's so close to home that any form of misinformation that could spill out to somebody who's
The rumor. If it got to the rumor mill that some shit, some bullshit, something like that.
Some crime podcast actually covered the shit that happened, and when I listened to it, I was like, I know that lady. I can't do this.
Yeah, no, I get you. It's difficult to run up on that, but yeah, like it's just crazy. I said Tyree Nichols, and I was like, "Fuck Tyree!" Like that's crazy. Mm-hmm. But nah, man, I'm not here to talk about fucking, you know, people and cops getting beat the fuck on and shit like that. But I had to at least take a moment and like think about it, at least say some shit. But all in all, man, shit, with all this stuff popping off, the motherfucking teeth getting tucked out of my mouth. It's the world is crazy, bro. The grill's crazy. Right about now, you hear about that shit that happened in Ohio, nigga, with the train?
Nope.
Nah, man. Motherfucking.
What the train do? I thought when was their last album? When the last album come out?
No, not Drops of Jupiter train. Not.
they got Hey Soul Sister too.
Hey. Is that the name of that fucking song? Hey Soul Sister? I thought that thing was called Hey.
Yeah, let's talk. Nah, we ain't gotta talk about it long, but hey. I'm not fucking with that. The fact that they came out with a song called Hey Soul Sister and thought niggas
as a group of white guys from California, I don't know
where they're from.
Oh, I'm guessing they're Californian.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, hold on. Give me a second. I'm gonna pull this motherfucking guys out. Let me see what's happening. Guys. Oof.
Yuck.
Oof. Uh huh.
Absolutely disgusting.
I can speak again. My mouth. Toothpaste ain't no motherfucking joke, but nah, man, train has been skating a slippery slope for a while because Drops of Jupiter is a bit like, not only is it suggested, but there's some portions in there that I'm like kind of like,
like what, nigga? You probably can't even
try to. I was going back through the lyrics. It was like, I think it's in the second verse.
Just think about the last time you was in a weird bar.
A weird bar under the table with some high school bitch. Like,
what are you talking about?
I mean, that was the first time I heard the song.
But you was in high school when the song came out. So you're doing it because like bars, they'll play like stupid ass like songs from different eras to kind of get the mood right, whatever the mood is in a weird bar.
Yeah.
But like most of the time I hear Drops of Jupiter is from fucking like it's like around like
Drops 12, of Jupiter 30. Dropped in 2001.
Yeah. Nigga, I was in high, well, in high school. I guess I wasn't in high school when I first heard it. I probably heard it on the radio, and then I heard it. Ah, I know what it was. I started playing guitar in middle school.
Yeah.
And then when I was learning guitar songs, I was like, Drops of Jupiter. That's an easy one.
This tab is out here. This tab is here crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I was on chords by then.
Oh, lucky you. But I mean, hell, guitar tabs had chords, but I really didn't look at the tab box because I don't know the number thing. That 4 or 5 thing, it was like, is that my fingers? Is that the string?
What are you talking about? It's the same. Like, bro, tabs taught me how to read chords. Well, tabs taught me chords.
Nah, see.
And what's your name?
I was like, shout out to Locaestro for showing me chords. Like, that was the thing. I was like, I didn't learn from books. I didn't learn from the tabs. I was just like, once I got a couple of chords, I was like, okay, cool. I know what these letters on the page mean. I play this combination by this combination to get well, to what's this.
So, like, the G was the first for me. I looked at that bitch and was like, okay, so, all right, middle finger on the 3rd fret of the 1st string, pointer finger on the 2nd fret of the 2nd string. And then, you know, I could probably just rock it there. But if you want to be fancy, put the 3rd finger.
On the back of the little D string, the E string, high E string,
high E, yeah,
yeah. Nah, my black ass was like E minor. There's only 2 fingers.
That's how you do your E minors. I looked at your fingers.
Yeah, that's two. This is my fucking pointer finger and my middle.
There's no right or wrong way.
I mean, as long as the fucking strings get pressed, that's kind of it.
That's very true. Makes transitions hard. But
exactly, nigga. Not train the band, nigga. Train like an actual train.
I'm glad we stayed there for a minute.
120 car train fucking derailed in Ohio, and the shit's fucked up Ohio and a bit of Pennsylvania. It just spilled out a fuck ton of hazardous materials into the goddamn lake. Like, just the fucking waters are fucked, right? Just incredibly fucked.
House and Kid then Cuddy.
On top of that, huh?
House Kid Cuddy.
Oh, no, I don't think it happened.
He's from Ohio.
In East Palestine. But I hope Kid Cuddy and goddamn me, MGK, and motherfucking me, Bone Thugs and Harmony, all get together and help out East Palestine. Yeah, that's a hell of a concert.
Yeah, no.
The benefit concert for East Palestine. We got Wild Boy, followed by Day and Night, followed by Boom, 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 Boom.
Busy Bone,
it's not funny. It's not funny. Like, hazardous material spilled in their lake, and the thought process was, we can't let it get to the river, so let's just set that shit on fire. Mm. So they set that shit on fire, and now the chemicals that are burning off.
So they set the water on fire?
They set the hazardous material in the water on fire.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Because, again, it was like, we got to burn this. Let's try to burn this out before it gets into the river, which makes shit worse because that feeds off into other shit. And it was like, oh, no, not the tributaries. Tributaries?
Tributaries? I don't know.
What the fuck? You know what they are, right?
Nope.
It's a water word.
I don't know nothing about
There's
it.
There's a section of my brain that's just like, water words. Peninsula, isthmus, fucking tributary. Goddamn aquifer.
Okay, I don't know nothing. Okay.
In my brain
so they burn the chemicals off the water.
Yes, they're burning the chemicals off the water. It's getting into the motherfucking air, right? It's fucking up the air quality. It's clouds every goddamn where from the smoke and shit like that. And it's kind of acid raining. And just like 2-3 days ago, the EPA, the fucking EPA, EPA, Environmental Protection Agency.
You ever finished the Simpsons movie? I'm not trying to derail you.
Oh, no, you're good.
Ironic.
I watched the Simpsons movie in pieces. I was no way.
Yeah, me neither. I never
sit down and watch the entirety of the
movie. I'm like, this shit is boring.
I barely watched
it. Nemo shit.
And then I was like, I'm going to put dinosaurs on it. Yo, no. The Simpsons movie, I watched that shit in pieces. I'm not even lying to you. Like the first day I ever tried to watch that motherfucker, I watched all the way up until like the snow, the sled.
There was snow and sleds in there?
Yeah, mush.
I got to the dome and left.
Nah, man, the big climactic thing is a motorcycle trick.
Ah. Cool.
It's a whole motorcycle trick. That's how they saved the day.
We did it, man. Good for them.
Yeah, here we go. And it was all a play from the beginning of the movie. Like, beginning of the movie, they try a motorcycle trick. It's fucked up. It fails. They do it again. Oh, it worked this time because it's a dome, a big circle.
I remember. All right,
Yeah. I was going to say, EPA, either way. EPA. The same niggas that put the dome on Springfield. They said, like, look, guys, every house, man, it's clear. They checked all the areas for air quality and shit like that. The houses are clear. And then, like, just like two sentences over, it's like the two most hazardous materials inside that were on the train. And I'm like, so you mean to tell me that the air quality is bad, right? But it doesn't have the two most dangerous chemicals in that bitch. But they tried to pass that off as good news, like people could go back to their fucking homes. No, hell no, absolutely not. People are having to evacuate, get the fuck out of Dodge. On top of that, the drinking water's fucked. They were like, yeah, you know, the drinking water should be fine. And then somebody offered a nigga a drink and he was like, yeah, you know, if it's fine, you know, here you go. You drink it. He's like, nah, I'm good.
What they poured out of?
Yeah, a faucet. Yeah, they got
it out of. Did you drink random faucet water?
No.
Even on TV?
I wouldn't drink random. I mean, if I was trying to prove a point and I was completely fucking.
You think it was the point he wanted to prove?
I would hope that's the point he wanted to prove. If the nigga was like, hey, look,
it was a random nigga. It was just somebody. It was a random
nigga. It was a nigga from the EPA. And it was a random nigga. It was like,
now you put me in a weird position right there, man. Talking about, why don't you try it? It was like,
why don't you drink it?
What if I get the bad batch?
You drink it. Like, that's how you know food is typically bad. Nigga, you go to the potluck, right? And the person that brought the food ain't eating the food. You should probably be a little wary.
They might be tired of it, you know what I mean? But anyway, so what are you trying to say with this EPA shit?
I'm saying that I'm getting a little conspiracy bag. Like, I think they're trying to cover that shit up. Either way.
Trying to cover what up? The train derailment? Because we know that.
No. Not the train derailment. I think they're trying to cover up how bad the situation is for the people there. Like, as far as, oh, yeah, hey, you guys are good. You're kind of overreacting. This isn't a disaster. Get back in your homes. Like, yo, this is fine. Like, it's going to be
okay. Which one's a bigger disaster? Real quick. Which one's a bigger PR disaster? Train derails.
Water.
Train derails and everybody dies? Or train derails, but it's totally okay. I swear to God. Which one of these aftermaths is worth?
Everybody is, like, obviously going to take... It's totally okay. I swear to God.
Yes, because if what you're saying is wrong, that's way more fucked up than if I told you the truth.
See, that's the craziest thing about it. I'm not a libertarian, but I'll side on the side of, like, hey, give me all the rope that you can. And if
niggas
I
can't handle the rope, and that's one thing that I've seen with, like, all disasters. It's like, if you give niggas the full picture, niggas is gonna go crazy stupid.
Yeah, I mean, remember when they were like, COVID's kind of happening, and there was a rush on toilet paper?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of the same situation. But
if you want to, I mean, I guess clean drinking water and toilet paper is the same.
It's two different fucking things. That's what I was like, you niggas has got, like, motherfuckers out here talking about, well, the air quality's fine, and the water.
I mean, air quality might be, how good do you think air has to be for you to be good?
I mean,
you can drink dirty water, nigga.
Oh no, I get the little alerts on my shit all the time on my computer. Be like, yeah, the air quality is trash today.
You got that? I don't ever get that.
Yeah, I get those. It'd be like, the air quality is bad.
You need to work on your paranoia, nigga.
I mean, I can't help it, dog. I be putting the tinfoil hat on. I be looking around like, y'all don't see the Matrix. Like, I see the Matrix.
You don't see the Matrix, period.
No, I mean, I see the code.
You don't see none of the code.
Nah, I got.
But even if you see the code, can you read the code?
I said I see the code. I can't read them. There's niggas out there more skilled than me, level 19 code hacker.
I don't know, man.
Wizard breakers. Like,
I'm not saying that, but I think that when you the nigga trying to prove that there's a conspiracy, like, you're not helping.
No, because the thing is that you're not actually contributing to the solving of the problem. You're just trying to point out the problem and get everybody to acknowledge the problem.
Right. And I think that a lot of people who know that there's a problem or an issue are going to derail the solution.
Okay, so I get that, right? It's kind of like this for me, right? It's like when, because this is almost the perfect time for an old like church lady, somebody walk up and be like, you know, child, it's the end of days. You know, Jesus will be back tomorrow.
If I wasn't 100% sure that what I would say is going to derail, I keep saying derail, but it's if I wasn't 100% sure that what I'm going to say or what I would say is going to completely ruin the rest of this podcast.
Nah, I say it, nigga. You got it, nigga. I'm here for it.
After this, I'll tell you.
I'm A-White today. You need to go ahead and throw that out there.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to throw it out there because it would really ruin everything. If I told you, it would ruin everything. It's not a secret. There's no secret here.
Of course not. Don't everybody get your hopes up.
It's just something that I know would ruin your day.
My day?
Your day, yes. Your day.
Fuck my day up.
Your day. And I'll probably cut it out. I'll say it. I'll say, fuck it. Yeah, I'll say it. Say it. Yeah. So, about... not yet. About... when was it? Okay. When was the last time I came home?
It was like January.
January? What was the time that I came? When was the last, I came after that?
Oh shit. It's a while because it's been months. Like
April, July, something like that. We did the white trash pod.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. The week that we did the white trash pod, I went to see Granny. I went to see Granny. It's like ruin your whole shit. Blowed my high, bro. This might be a decent segue. Why you don't believe me when I tell you shit? But
I can't wait.
I went to see Granny, and we was talking. We just sat on the couch and we talked, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, I don't know what she was trying to do here, right? We grew up religious. I grew up religious. You grew up religious.
Very religious.
You know, the different facets of like different denominations believe different shit.
Different shit.
Yeah. Right. I believe that absence of the body is present
with the Lord. The Lord.
Yeah. Right. We both know that. That's fun to say. We like that. Yeah. Right.
It's a quick saying, very quick.
So tell me why I'm sitting there. My girl is outside doing something, maybe in the car. She's like
trying to do anything else but sit.
Nah, she cool. Nah, Granny love Granny love my girl, man. Granny love him.
No, but, she don't really.
So I'm sitting with her. It's just like, yeah. Well, now that your daddy gone, you know what I'm saying? Whenever he wake up, you know, we all gonna be with God.
Oh, like,
Granny, no.
So she's one of the people that believe
in soul sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm not laughing at my grandma, but I'm like, oh, nigga.
Oh, not soul sleep. All right, hold on. Quick little aside just to give a little background, right? Yeah, if you didn't grow up religious, soul sleep might sound like a weird anime thing for you. No, like soul sleep.
You got to play the Bleach music in the back. Purr, purr, purr. Purr, purr, purr.
Fucking soul sleep is the belief that, like, when you die, right, prior to the rapture, the end of the world, or whatever you want to call it, right, that your soul, like, goes to sleep.
Burr,
like you
just, burr, burr.
Not purgatory, but, like, essentially, like, a nothing space. Like, there actually was a space for it. There was a name for it for all the people that didn't go to hell, but, like, were in the waiting place.
Shoal.
Either way. Shoal, that's the name of the spot. The waiting place is Shoal, but like basically they were like, okay, my soul is asleep, and then whenever the rapture happens, I'm gonna wake up and then I'm gonna go be with God and all the other people that died in Christ, or all the people that haven't died yet and got sucked up into the sky. I'm gonna meet them at that point, right? Now, mind you, other people in denominations and what I primarily believe is that as you said, absence with the body, presence with the Lord, right? But if you're still alive during the rapture and shit, what happens is that there's a great horn and then you sucked up and you meet God and then you meet Jesus in the sky. You meet Jesus in the sky in the, the people whose bodies were buried on earth and their spirits are in heaven with the Lord, their bodies, right? Their bodies are going to be perfected. And then they're gonna combine with their souls. They're gonna be perfect beings, well, not perfect beings, but they're gonna be their ultimate self, right?
Right.
that the ultimate self. And you'll be
gonna be final form type beat.
Yeah, and you'll be ready to get through 7 years.
We'll reign with Christ and come back to earth or whatever.
Yeah, you know, we're gonna party in heaven. Then 7 years gonna happen, the tribulation. We're gonna come back. You know, the devil gonna be like, well, what up? We're gonna mount a surprise attack. Devil, that is. The devil gonna meet up on the field, and then God's gonna throw him in a pit.
God up in heaven, like he up there. I saw that nigga. It's a Soulja Boy story. but it's Jesus instead of Soulja Boy. I took the mask off of him. You knew who he was? Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, Satan's gonna be turning and flipping and turning in the great pit.
I'm gonna chase you.
And then after he rolls around in the pit for 1,000 years, God's gonna let him out the pit. But Satan's gonna think he escaped. And then once he out the pit, there's the final battle, and then there will be no more sea. And then we'll live on earth happily. No more sea. You know, and then I always was wondering about that no more sea portion. Then I was like, oh wait, technically there's not enough space on the earth for all the people that have died over the course of all this time.
Of eternity, right?
Yeah, in the course of eternity. So if there is no more,
they can't fit on earth type
beings. Exactly. But if there's no more sea, you got the 70% of the world is now accessible via to the rest of the people. So now we can all,
instead of the sea, it's now a sea of niggas.
Yeah, see a people.
Yeah, right.
See a faith.
Right, and that's some berserk shit.
Hey, look, I understand. Like, I'm laughing about Soul Sleep while also explaining the ending plot of some anime. Like, yeah, but yeah, no, it's my religion, it's my faith. I believe in it. Yeah, but yeah, no, it's one of them. That's still crazy.
Believe in it. We don't got to get into it. You're good.
Yeah, nigga, I very much believe. I believe in I believe in all of it. Like, whether or not it's like a metaphor, whether or not it was a simile, or whether or not
that's how you get interpreting.
Right, cool. Yeah, whether or not the individual interpreting
it could be figurative. You think it could be
exactly figurative. The shit could be figurative. I'm just saying that I do believe.
Granny be okay with that?
No, Granny would tell me. Granny would 100% not be okay with that. No, she would not be okay with that. Now you need to believe with your whole heart. No doubts. Don't be like Thomas. No doubt, Thomas.
Okay. Oh, I bet. Okay.
Yo, Thomas did good stuff in the Bible too, guys.
Who the fuck is Thomas?
Doubting Thomas.
Who?
Doubting Thomas. The nigga was like, if Jesus is real, if Jesus is back, if Jesus really rose from the dead, then I want to see that nigga. And I want to put my
hold on. I keep thinking of Jesus as Rick Ross. Talk about Jesus back. Jesus back.
Gospel would be so much better. Jesus is back.
Gospel would be so much better if we just remix like regular secular songs.
Classic. If we would allow niggas to really get out here and like get in their fucking bag and not be concerned with the secular music portion, then we would really have some dope ass gospel music, man. I'm just saying.
Right. Niggas really wanted me to listen to Lecrae and think he was it.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, listen to Lecrae scream about like the time he was like almost selling drugs. Mm. Or that time he said,
You almost did, man. You almost got him.
Oh, my cousin, he got family needs. He got family needs. Mm. I got family
needs. What was Rick Ross's actual like? Something is bad.
My God, hold on. God damn. Cobain's back.
No, that's MGK.
That's Fat Trail in them. Like
MGK did Cobain's Black. Cobain never said Cobain's Black.
Yeah, no.
I don't know why Black Cobain's name is Black Cobain.
Black Cobain, I'll never get it. I don't understand. I don't know if it's Suicide Doors or something like that. Like I don't get it. Rich. I don't know. Nah. And then there was Tunchi's back.
Yes, I know that.
And then there was there was a lot. I miss mixtape era, man. I miss when everybody had like a song that was loosely based on somebody else's song.
That shit did. Tupac back.
Yes, sir.
Tupac back.
Yeah, he wasn't though. I mean, he might have never left.
What did you mean by that, Rick? I guess Tupac back and Jesus back are more close than they need to be.
Yeah, right. Holy shit. The song is really not that far away. You know, save your back, general idea. It's a hit.
I look at my watch. It looked like some money.
Yeah. I look at my fridge. Ain't shit on the shelf.
I look in my hands. They're holding that bitch.
And then I looked over at Thomas and said, look at this. I said,
look at that shit.
Look at that shit. He said, Jesus is back. Hey. Jesus is back. It's all them disciples that Jesus is back. Oh shit.
Bitch, you better praise God. Oh, I'm shooting that song.
I'm on God, nigga. I don't be playing about my mother. I'm God's on my job.
So fun.
We would have a fucking blast, man. So many people saved off of the strength of Jesus.
Would convert if I wasn't already baptized. If somebody came out with Jesus is back, but it's a Tupac back remix.
Yeah, no. You know, our pastor was like, I'll give somebody $100 if you can make the rap song.
Black church pipeline talk. Gotta go. Yep.
I can't help it, dog. It was just so funny to me. I was like, you know, I really could have made that.
Remember that time that nigga came to church and he tried to Jesus freestyle?
Yeah. Was that Crow? Was that Crow? The white dude? Crow?
No, he was black.
He was black. Okay, I'm making sure.
Bald. I remember he had a wife beater on. He had his shit over his shoulder.
Fuck me, yeah. And he was like, oh, God, when it was cool to show up and be edgy. Like,
oh, man.
Flip your hat around and say, all right,
he
kids.
Was not saving me.
You liked Eminem, but now you got me. I'm Skittles for Jesus.
Right. Right.
God damn. Lord is saving me, keeping me, Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
That's why I didn't laugh so hard when that shit happened, because I'm like, no, bro. I saw that.
Yeah, no, I was here. I see niggas do that. The church will hype you up. It doesn't matter if you're talented or not. Like, they really are.
I don't know, especially if you're talented. They're going to hype you up. Say you draw real good. Somebody going to put some church lady go pull up on you.
Yeah, like, baby.
You need to draw for Jesus.
Nah, the Lord told me to tell you today. Lord didn't
tell you shit.
Told me to tell you today that you're going to draw the church programs. You're going to take that time.
Oh, poor villain.
Church programs.
Villain, no.
And you are just the right nigga to do it.
You the one.
You the one. Jesus sent you for the church program.
Nah.
I'm 12. I peaked. This is the whole purpose.
And that's what I'm worried about with church and shit. Church encourages you to peak early. And that's no disrespect to church. Because I think it's very valuable for people growing up. Like, you should go not you should, but going to church is valuable. But
anytime you get to it, I mean, again, you get the real biblical and shit like that, but they say anytime two are assembled and shit, blah, 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 you know, the Lord, anytime two are assembled and the Lord's name is lifted up, you know, then he's in the building. But going to church and massing yourself, I think, honestly, it's just anytime you can fucking gather yourself around a group of individuals that generally like-minded or, you know, looking to learn, then or have some knowledge and want to share that knowledge, typically you come out with a positive result. And every now and you come up with a fucked up result.
No,
sometimes you get brainwashing and conditioning.
It really, and you know what I mean? Your salvation really depends on when you pull up to the church. So, like, one of the beauties of like growing, well, one of the good things about growing up like in church, you get to sit through different Bible studies. So,
hold on. We're going to look at Romans today.
Okay, cool. Boring. Here come the Corinthians. Hold on, yeah, toss it in Corinthians, nigga.
I want to hear about them.
Get the Corinthians right, nigga.
You know, Paul is a better writer than that nigga Luke. I'm just saying, I don't really just get down with that.
Well, you know, Noah was a drunk.
But, you know, David was a lecherer.
Yeah,
it all depends on where you... Man,
David wasn't no lecherer. He just loved him some pussy, boy.
Loved it so much, he said, go on, get out there and die for that, dog.
That Bathsheba bitch is bad.
Honestly, David should have a Take Your Bitch song.
No, he should. Sure. David and the other Cool J are the same nigga. they wrote the way. They paved the way for the niggas.
Paved the way. Men after God's own heart, they say.
Right. But no, what was I fucking saying? It was before that.
The church encouraging you to peak.
I remember. No, after that, I'm not going to stay there that long. We all know about the black church, that bitch can't sing pipeline. But,
Silver and gold.
That shit hard. I'm okay
with it. Silver and gold.
I'd rather have
Jesus than silver and gold. Silver and gold.
But the only part that I really hated was when they did the ramp part where it was just all like gold.
Oh, God. No, it's like, hey, look, this is not building, dog. We don't have nearly the instrumentation to fucking try to do this.
Gold.
All right, scream it. And then we back to low.
Hey, ghoul. And we do that for four bars.
Four bars, or unless the pastor is hype, in which case we just keep doing it.
Yeah, I guess we just go keep our gold, gold, golden for 20 minutes.
Gold, gold, gold for 20 minutes. Drip drop for 2 hours.
Nigga. I feel the rain. But
feel the rain.
Drip, I want to go home.
Drip drop.
But fucking, I went to... So my ex-girlfriend, God bless her or whatever, wherever she at.
My ex-girlfriend.
My ex-girl fucking, she started going to a church and, you know, she's be like, you should come with me. Now me, I don't want to
you should come with me is always some wild words.
I don't like, went to church for 13 years at this point. Well, excuse me, consistently for 15 years at this point. I'm done. I'm cooked. I don't want to go, right?
I'm finished.
But one day I'm like, all right, I'm going to try to make it happy. I went, right? Yeah. But she was like, we got to go. And I woke up. I looked at the fucking clock. I was like, it's Saturday.
Oh, and then you realize. I was like, not an Adventist.
Oh, shit.
Or a goddamn Catholic.
We going to Seventh-day Adventist church.
Oh, no. Not the Bible passage.
Oh, fuck.
Not the door knockers.
Fuck.
Lutherans. I don't even like Martin.
And when you grow up in church, you know the garb to wear to let these niggas know you not staying.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Some jeans.
Jeans. Here's a nice pair of
here's a nice polo shirt and some jeans. I'm not staying.
This is not the look of a man that's trying to be a deacon here.
Yes, sir. No, sir. I have no intentions on participating, good sir.
Oh, my goodness. Are you? Oh, you're the famous boyfriend we've heard so much about. Because I know they were white.
No, they were black.
It was a black Seven-day Adventist church. I mean,
most Seven-day Adventists are black, nigga. You can't convince some good head having fucking having some decent money ass whites to fucking become so. You either got to be a poor white or black, nigga.
Or black. Because I was about to say, you like if you're a poor white, you
I've just never met a Hispanic Seven-day Adventist, nigga.
No, because Catholicism got that on lock.
But so I pulled up and. You know, I mean, Seventh-day Adventists, I'll give them this. They know a little bit. They study the Bible a little bit harder than the average Christian, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't be going so hard for saying that the seventh day is the Sabbath or whatever. Personally, yeah. I don't give a shit. But
yeah, I think the Sabbath is in your own mind. I don't know. You should just take a day of rest.
Whatever you want to say, I don't want to piss off the Seventh-day Adventists out there or the Jehovah's.
We've already talked enough shit.
But, you know what I mean? Also, I don't give a fuck. So... They over there and they going ham against the Catholic Church. And I'm like, damn, I really got to sit through all this. I ain't saying you wrong, but I'm also saying like, maybe that's not what you need to say in front of new niggas.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Like, what I'll say is I'll always like a church, no matter what the denomination is, that can read a fucking room, right? Read the temperature of the room. Like, look around at the congregation and you tell me whether or not we need this fire and brimstone today.
Right. No, but every time I went there, they was preaching out of Revelation. So I'm like, nigga.
Why are we just stuck in Revelation with no explanation of why we're
children here, nigga?
You telling the kids that they're going to be scorpion monsters with human faces.
Hey, man, it might happen. Who knows?
Like, so not, I mean, the thing is that, I don't know, like, we about to make robots a day-to-day thing.
Like, you think robots, like, you think
household robots, like,
yeah. The Roomba about to kill us.
No, the Roomba, right? The Roomba is one of the seals, man.
Right. Oh, yeah.
One of the seals. Everybody's going to have a Roomba in their house.
Mm-hmm. And numerology, then... 7. Well, trials.
But you know what's wild, though? is that in all the course of this religion stuff like that, I don't know, never once has my faith or religion ever made me look at another motherfucker and be like, oh no, you're doing it so wrong, I have to go talk to you about it. Like, you're doing it so wrong, I've got to say something. Right. I've got to adjust your fucking trajectory or some same, shit. Like,
but hold on, one never. Second. I gotta check the door real quick. Wait one sec.
This is what I do.
It's what I do.
Bum, 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 bum.
Praise is what I do. And mind you, this is not fucking around joking on the Lord. Love God. Love the Lord. Christians are hilarious, though.
Yeah, no. All religions are hilarious.
Yeah, nah, it's kind of funny. Because, I mean, like, everybody has their, like, end of days, doomsday fucking prophecy or some shit like that. The fucking Mayans, the goddamn me. The Hindis, the Hindu people, like, motherfucking me, pagans, goddamn all types pagans. I don't know if the Hebrew people have,
like, is the Jews okay to say right here in this?
Yeah, country? I don't know. That's what I was gonna say. I was like, are the Hebrew people, do they have a fucking revelation? Do they have a end of days shit? Because that is like Jesus is a representative, so like, you know, that he's not there for them to fuck around with. I think the Muslim culture does have a rapture, though. I think there is like a ending.
Yeah, I think all religions have a end of days explanation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to end the book somehow. You can't just end it. You just can't end your holy book like, all right, take these and learn. Take these and gain knowledge. Or take these and love each other. Mm. Take it and run.
I'm not wrong.
Nah, man, but it's just the weirdest thing, right? Because, like, again, just to go down this line, that's the reflex for some people, right? That the first thing they want to do is be like, yeah, you know, the world's in it. The problem, right? The problem isn't that we should try to, like, be more safe or update the train cars, or we shouldn't fucking try to, like, support people's rights or fucking try to, you know, invest in more social care for people and shit like that. No, man, don't worry about that. The end times is coming, right? You know, Jesus is on his way back. So there's no need to worry about the fact that there's issues and problems, because we can't fix them. We're not going to fix them. We're just going to let Jesus come and take us up here till Vishnu or Shiva come and wipe the world clean, or the turtle's gonna flip over on its back and smush us and then form a new world on its stomach. Or maybe, like, you know, fucking Fenrir is gonna come and eat the moon and then, like, or eat the moon and the sun, and then fucking goddamn me, giant monster comes and destroys Valhalla.
You got another one in the pocket.
Oh yeah, no problem. Okay, cool.
Then you don't have to.
The Nazi the spider reaches up through the cracks of the world.
Sasquatch, Goblin, King Kong.
The spaghetti monster descends upon us. Cthulhu rises from the deeps and sucks us all up. Yeah, we get to live in the chaotic
nothing. It all ends. Yes. Yeah.
Somehow, yeah, somehow, some way, somebody said, okay, cool, it's all culminating to this one point. That's never been my thought process. I don't know if that's defeatist or anything like that, but I'm just like, I'm not concerned with the thief in the night joke or anything like that. I'm really just like, why do people consider this a better alternative than trying to fix the problem? Because it's just like, oh, well, I mean, I guess that sounds fucked up. It's like, have you lived on the earth, nigga? Of course, this is what they
were. I don't even want to, because, like, okay, I do think that there is a preoccupation with a lot of, not religions, but religious people.
Yeah.
And not even religious people, but, like, you know, like fire and brimstone, doom and gloom as fucking churchgoers or faith havers or whatever with the end times. Because I think the end times is it's the end, bro. Like, it's like, okay, yeah, now that, like, I know how it ends, like, I don't have to fucking do anything. You know what I mean? The sooner it ends, the sooner I don't have to fucking participate.
Yeah, that just like we were talking about, like, forever ago with the kitchen fire and shit like that. As soon as the kitchen fire burns everything up in this motherfucker, then I don't have anything else to worry about. Why? I mean, I don't know if you remember that, but yeah,
I do. I was just trying to see where you were gonna go from there.
Yeah. Shit, it's just like, once the problems are out the way and the kitchen is burned down, we are good to go. You know, I just get to live out my happy little life. I don't have to fix anything, change anything. I don't need to.
Right, throw it up to the end. I could throw it up to the air, and not have to worry about shit.
I can get that. There's a kind of a I guess the end of times and the revelation situation like that is just a really good like scapegoat, great safety net. You know, easy to fucking keep going if you know that the world ends like this, and you could just, yeah, as long as it doesn't look like this is happening, we're good to go.
Right. And I mean, to each their own, like, you know what I mean? If you're just over there waiting on the end to come, waiting for the end to come. RIP that nigga, man. But, like, you know, I mean, you can sit here, like, the sooner the end comes, the sooner I can rest, which is completely understandable. But the problem with that is that, like, you know, you start looking for signs of the end and you stop wanting to live.
And suddenly everything is the end times and shit like that. Like, you know, I hate that. I know you brought up the granny thing and soul sleep, and it was funny, but I'm also like, damn, you know, we don't need to be living in the world where it's just like you just aching for the day you get to see your son again. That's wild.
I agree. And I don't want that either. You know what I mean? Like, and you know, not to completely, you know, derail, but not to completely derail like the conversation trajectory. But that's one of my biggest things. That was what was going on with Pops and like all that other shit. It's just like, hey, I understand that you see the end. I know that you see the light or whatever, right? But you kind of, like, I would prefer for you to fight to not get to that point. And I think a lot of people are trying to prematurely bring about end times instead of just,
to
like,
put a pause on their suffering, like, to kind of, like, you know, hey, look, I've already accepted my fate, so here come the end times.
Right. Or even just, like, I don't want the responsibility of trying to fix my now.
Yeah. Yeah. That, which is wild, because that's the hardest fucking challenge of the situation. I'm like, oh, shit, you know, you said fight to be here. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, check the nigga blood pressure today was kind of high. But I could just keep living.
I'm talking about like actual people. I'm just talking about general mankind.
I get it. This is just a fucking material example, essentially. Ah, okay. It's just like, yeah. It's basically like, yo, I saw my blood pressure was high as fucking, you know. I could stop eating the way I am. I could try to exercise more. I could cut back on certain shit. I can get on medication.
Or, but low key, it's easy to just accept that it's going in.
Yeah, I mean, it's the silent killer. So I mean, like, you know, let it kill.
Blood pressure is saying fuck it.
No, blood pressure is a silent killer, but honestly, saying fuck it is too. It's just got like, all right, cool, I'm just continue to let this stagnate. It's not a problem with me. As long as shit's rocking, I keep rolling.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. There's so many doomsday fucking like thoughts, fucking opportunities, and, you know, theories and shit.
Which is why I fuck with niggas that do doomsday prepping. I want to need a nigga that's doing rapture prep. Not like his soul, but like real rapture prep. He's like, I don't plan on accepting Christ or anything like that. Right. But what I do know is that when these scorpion niggas show up,
oh, it's going to be on and pop.
Yeah.
It's going to be on and
pop it. Man, do we get topical for a second? Do we get topical for a second? All right. So, like, you know that Chris Brown and fucking Homegirl collab came out, right?
You talking about Chloe?
Yeah,
Chris Brown. You're not talking about getting topical. You talking about getting fucking recent. Time stamp on a podcast, but go for it, my nigga.
Do we? I mean,
yeah, shoddy. See?
I mean, we've been a podcast that has advocated heavily for shooting bail, but we've also been a podcast that very quickly to call shooting a nigga
bail, nigga.
Shit. Oh, we shoot bail and we also call people pieces of shit. Like, it was like, you can be a piece of shit. You know, we shoot you bail, though. You can be a piece of shit. And be like, yeah, you know, they're also human, right? Like, so, given the fact that it's been like 17, nigga was 17, he's in his 30s now, 40s now. This is 30s, give or take. He's older. Significantly, it's almost 20 years. I think it's been 20 years since then.
Okay, so what are you trying to say?
I'm saying, I was like,
yeah. I got the, don't worry about me. You a mic it up, nigga. Don't worry.
Yeah,
about,
I don't know. He's 33. Okay, yeah, he's 33. He's been over like,
he's not that much older than you.
No, he's really not. Damn, Chris Brown did so much more his life. Yeah. But nah, man, like, yeah, he's been online talking about like, why can't motherfuckers give me like an opportunity to change? You know, don't want
2009, you know, by the way.
That's when he beat that's when he hit on Rihanna. Rihanna pit him and he hit him and they got in that altercation and she put her face on that photocopier and said, here's how it looks.
That's fucked up. Don't do that. Don't do that. Mm-mm.
Nigga, you know, I'm sorry, man, but the way it was like somebody took some saran wrap and was just like,
I don't think you realize how bad this makes us look. Don't do this. This gotta go.
Now, mind you, you can hold a nigga accountable for a very long time. A lot of people don't feel like Chris Brown was ever really punished for the situation. He was just kind of tried in the public court. Because I don't think like that. I don't think that she pressed charges or anything like that. I don't think that there was actually like a trial or anything like that. Assault charges. I think there was a restraining order at one point.
I mean, I don't know. I think you're
it's fucking 2009. So it was
I
like,
think yeah. you're thinking too simple about it right now.
Ah, yeah. There's more nuance than.
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily about nuance, but like Chris Brown was 19 years old when that shit happened, right?
Yeah, 17, 19, something like
that. He was 19. I just looked it up. Literally just looked it up, right? But fucking Chris Brown was 19 when that shit happened. Rihanna was 20. I don't know who the actual aggressor was, but the force that was met was
not proportional
to anything.
I get
you know what I'm saying. Like at the end of the day, that nigga assaulted that woman.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
And then at the time, like, yeah, it was a horrific, terrible thing. He fucked it up. Has he beat anybody else up since?
Yeah, I think he did.
I mean, another
Chris Brown has a history of violence.
I mean, yeah, he fucking smacked the shit out of somebody with a bottle.
Yeah.
That was wild. Let's,
like I said earlier, hey, make sure you go ahead and navigate this bitch.
Oh, as best as possible. Yeah, me personally, I'm like, again, I just want to say, I do not support anybody putting their hands on anybody in a non-protective, non-defensive manner. Mm-hmm. If you're not protecting yourself, you don't need to really hurt nobody. And, you know, forces should be equal.
You're just talking, nigga. You don't even know what you're saying no more.
No, I'm saying that, you know, for the force itself, the action, right? You not eye for an eye, right? I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that, like, hey, look, you're getting smacked the fuck up, right? You know, you have every right to smack the fuck out of somebody else, right?
No. But,
oh, you don't? You don't have the right to hit somebody else?
Yeah, it depends on who the somebody is. I'm not one of
them. I mean, if a small child punched me in the dick, right? Mm-hmm. I might flip that child in the nuts.
Hold on. Assault,
mm-hmm. violence, action.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Was.
Hey, 2021, if you want me to be honest.
Damn.
Yeah. You got to be very careful with these niggas. Damn. Yep. Got to be very, very careful. Got to be very, very careful.
Yeah, nah. I mean,
the nigga got a history of violence.
He got a history of violence. So I guess, yeah, it's like, okay, well, you know, technically it's like, we can't catch you. We can't shoot you any bail if you ain't learned a lesson, nigga. Like, mm-hmm.
I mean, you now, once again, it's a lot of these are allegations, but I am saying like, hey,
allegations of beating somebody up is still pretty high. Like it's still
allegations are based on something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a lot to think about. Like it was like, hey, look, man, if you just consistently like got a problem with maybe putting your hands on people, then like we can't necessarily cut you a lot of break or you know shoot you a lot of bail. But what I'll say is this: is that I am not necessarily like I don't think in 2023. Right. That there's like a lot of precedents for not listening to, but like going out of their way to kind of go at somebody for collabing with Chris Brown. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of wild.
Go on.
I think that's kind of wild because
this could easily have us all fucked up. Everything we work for. You about to just derail it to
right here.
This okay. nigga.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm saying this. Right. So like if you look at fucking Chris, right. And you say, OK, cool. Musically. Right. Because we've had this conversation, too, about R. Kelly.
No. Chris Brown is the most talented nigga possibly of all time.
Yeah, he's pretty up there. He's inclined. He's consistent. He can
dance, rap. I don't think there's much this nigga can't do.
I mean, I don't know if he plays instruments.
I think that if he put
his mind to it. He might play the piano.
I think like, if he put his mind to it,
he could probably do it. Yeah. I mean, more talented than Usher?
Yeah, for sure.
Usher's pretty talented. I mean, he can't act for shit, though. Never mind. He's not
How good is Chris Brown as an actor?
He's better than Usher.
I guess.
Well, I mean, I've only ever seen Usher play himself. But no, that's not true. That's not true. I saw him in that one movie where he was somebody's big brother. The fucking all the kids locked themselves in the school and shit.
He was in Save the Last Dance.
Was he?
Yeah.
That's Taye Diggs.
Is that Taye Diggs?
Yes, that's Taye Diggs.
I don't think so. He was in one of them White Girl Dance or some Black and Chasing.
No, man. What I'm saying is Chris Brown is incredibly talented. For somebody to reach out and say, hey, I want to perform with this nigga, or hey, I want to make a collab with this
that
nigga.
That nigga like, show us shit wasn't Save the Last Dance.
He wasn't. I was like, Usher was
he
in
was in that movie where them niggas was like in school or some shit.
I told you, and they locked themselves in the school and motherfucking
right. Freedom Riders Skeeter, or something.
Cousin Skeeter's homie fucking gets shot. Like,
was it Freedom Riders? Was he in Freedom Riders?
Was he in Feeder?
What is that movie? Why do I think about that movie?
Yeah, like because we owned it. That was the thing.
No, we didn't. Stop
it. Yes, we did. We had it on VHS in Sunset Street.
I just found a very scary fucking website. I'm leaving.
Nigga said, hold on, wait a second. I think Usher Raymond was in a couple of movies. I know he was. I know for
you don't know what you don't know how to make the search engines do what they do. All right, you got the faculty.
Light it up.
Light it up.
Yeah, it's called Light It Up. And Rosario Dawson's in this as well.
Ah!
Yeah. And Forrest Whitaker is the officer.
Forrest Whitaker's in it. Vanessa Williams is in it.
Yeah, I told you. And Cousin Skeeter's fucking Cousin Skeeter.
We ain't got to talk about that nigga. Who gives a fuck?
Robert Richard.
Yeah, gotcha. Right? Who cares? Fuck him.
Say this nigga's name. Why is there an apostrophe?
Yeah. $6 million in the box office. Yeah.
Yeah, that was lighted up, nigga. Yeah, but
this
yeah,
shit.
What I mean, at the same time, I think
you know, some people think that I look like Usher, but anyway,
nah, nigga, I heard you look like
Nelly. Yeah, move on. R.I.P. Moving on.
Chris Brown, very talented, right? And so, anybody choosing to work with that nigga, I don't think is too wild because we're not looking at him for the strength of his morals. They're looking for the strength of his voice. Like, that's the kind of situation there. So, for coming at Chloe, right, who apparently has had a bad track record with men and situations or some shit like that, Twitter is crazy.
Really, like, you know that for sure.
I'm saying
she's dating people, but also you got to remember, like the household they grew up in, like Chloe and her sister Hallie, both came up like in the YouTube scene. They're like some of the last YouTube kids. Like somebody saw them on YouTube. Their talent, well, Beyonce saw them on YouTube. They're very talented. Let's give them record deals and give them a little artist development. And now they have to learn how to be women in front of everybody. Right.
Yeah. Or they in a much larger scale. Like YouTube was a big thing, but yeah, once you become like a certain level of celebrity, once you start operating in certain circles, like, you know, the eyes are different. Like, no, not the eyes, but the speculation. Like, that shit's different. Mm-hmm. So, and I get it, but I'm just like, all right, so this was the problem. Nobody looked at LMA. Like, nobody looked at LMA like crazy.
LMA doesn't have a history.
She doesn't have a history of that, but like at the same time, she's known for like producing songs that are semi-toxic. Well, not semi-toxic,
no,
but songs,
not. Songs Boot Up is toxic.
10,000 hours.
Tripping is toxic.
Tripping.
Got Clock is toxic. LMA is the greatest fucking artist to come out of this place. You're going right. to take back There's everything you said about it.
A little toxicity, nigga. I do love LMA. But no, whatchamacallit? It's a fucking Chris Brown feature, right? But nobody was looking what at LMA crazy that? Because it's it ain't cheating. It's so what? Whatchamacallit? Yeah, it's not a very well thought out bar.
That shit sound hard as hell,
but it's good. It's so good. The harmonies are great. It's a what? It's a what? Yeah, nah,
that shit sound pretty good. Yeah. TBH.
It's good. It's damn good. But I didn't see a lot of
very few Chris songs, Chris Brown songs I don't like.
How can you? It's hard, nigga. Chris Brown just makes fucking art, nigga.
Have a party.
Hey.
Me gonna have a party.
What's up with you gonna
be my baby. Let me sweet. Love you.
We been singing our asses off.
But he a piece of shit.
Baby. Yeah, for beating on Rihanna. Yeah, definitely.
Well, not just beating on Rihanna. He's got Alec.
I don't know. I don't know about these other allegations. All right, but yeah, I can definitely say if he has multiple the allegations of hitting women, right? I don't want to have a
not drink. Just women, people Brown. In general. He's a hitter. Nigga he's hits. A hitter.
He makes hits and he hits now, people.
And this is what I think you're not trying to make the comment for. It's just like Okay, so we all know what type of nigga he can be.
Absolutely. And so now we're saying, all like, know people are worried that Chloe's gonna start trying to like be.
No, I think that people just got her in a box that she don't belong in.
Which says more about niggas and less about Chris Brown. Like,
what you mean, niggas? Look, I think it has more to do with what y'all think, like how incapable you think Chloe is.
Like basically says like there's gonna be a, and I mean, but I guess it's like you get a situation where it's like, look, it's fucking Rihanna, Panda Replay, Umbrella, right? You know, why are we talking about
Rihanna for?
I'm saying that like the capability thing, right? It's like, all right, well, she's capable of quite a bit, right? And we thought, you know, this should be fine. There's no like if, ands, or whats or buts, right? We didn't think that they were gonna be beating on each other and shit like
what
that.
What are you
like,
talking about right now?
I'm talking about
or am I thinking about something else?
What, Rihanna?
Yeah, no, hold on.
I'm saying I don't think it was ever a case of people being worried about Rihanna, right? And what like she's capable of, right? Like, I don't think that was ever a question. Like, I don't think people were asking about that. Like back in the day, it was like, you know,
well, that's because we didn't care.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Nobody cared like who you collaborated with or what you did. The things that you did outside of like the music didn't matter as much at that period of time. But I think as people started connecting the artists to like their public image a little bit more over time, like that became more of a thing, right? So like Chris Brown and the Rihanna altercation, or Chris Brown assaulting Rihanna, like while it was a big deal, I think a few years removed from it, people were going to be like, oh, who cares?
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm saying I get that because, I mean, it did. It slid out the background. My nigga was continuously making things, stomp the yard, all this stuff. It wasn't like, I mean, it did impact him, right? But like at the same time, he still was able to continue his career, right?
I think there was more patience for his career.
Yeah, I'm just saying like it's kind of wild that they would jump on it. And maybe it is fucked up that they would jump like on this young lady's situation and be like, yo, you don't know how to take care of your fucking self. You're not capable of like rooting out.
I think the bigger question is like, why are you working with him? That type of shit.
Because he's one of the, and that's what's fucked up. I was like, why are you asking that dumbass question? What do you mean? Why are you working with Chris Brown in the music industry?
Yeah, it makes sense. But one thing is like, nobody said anything to Brandy when she worked with Chris Brown on Put It Down.
No, nobody did.
Nobody said anything to her about that. Nobody said anything to, hold on, let me find another.
Yeah, I was just like, go ahead, give it up, because he's worked with quite a few people since then.
He's one of the most. Nobody said anything to Tinashe. Nobody said anything about K Michelle.
Yeah, so I'm just like, why we come out the woodwork for Chloe, right? Because we think she's so goddamn young, right? But in the process, we get all this Chris Brown shit. Now, mind you, he's on there wilding, posting shit like, "Yeah, I need to let this shit go. Can't believe this shit. I'm about 17 years. Will be woo."
Well, you know, he's speaking specifically about the Rihanna situation, but there's more shit than that.
Yeah, I mean, you do have more of a as we've addressed, he has a history, so that's out there. I'm just saying that like it's just wild, the backlash. But I guess you pretty much laid it out, the fact that the way people view her is kind of like where a lot of the thought process,
they don't want to look at her like she's a fucking adult, bro. They don't want to see her and be like, oh, Chloe's an adult, her brand is an adult, et cetera, et cetera.
But I really thought that with that, I mean, I don't think that they succeeded, but I thought that whole like them as a duo thing, like I thought that was them attempting.
I haven't even heard the fucking song. I'm just going solely.
No, not Chris. I mean, like Chloe and Halle, like them two, like when they were a duo and they weren't doing shit solo.
Chloe and Halle?
Right.
Chloe and Halle, they're sisters, bro. So yeah, like
what I'm saying is like when they made music together, they made
and
music
they still together, make and they, music together. It's just
not, yeah, but they also do solo stuff. Like I'm just saying, yeah,
exactly, because they have to create solo brands. Like
yeah, no, it makes all the sense. That doesn't
make them not a group.
Yeah, no, I get that. I'm saying that during their duo time, like when they were making music, when the songs that they made together, right?
Yes, like Ungodly Hour, great song.
Yeah, I feel like right was not necessarily an attempt, but at the same time, like. It's trying to push themselves into a foyer of a more adult, like, look at us, we're more adult. Like, look at us, not like, look at us, we're more adult, but more so like, we're in the adult market too, right? We are adults. And I don't necessarily know why we would feel like they aren't after they went so hard to try to say that they were in the together thing. Like, I was like, do they have to reestablish themselves as adults again, solely?
I don't know. I think that it's just the flavor of the week, to be honest with you.
I mean, obviously.
I mean, I know this isn't really like the current events culture pod or whatever all the time, but
no. When it's when interesting,
when it comes to like Chloe and just like or any young artist who works with somebody who's possibly problematic, because I think that's the conversation that's at hand here. Like,
yeah, what do you do?
Possible to continue to work with problematic people? You know what I mean? And with this whole Chris Brown situation, it's like, hey, this nigga's been working consistently for the past like
15 years,
14, 15 years
yeah.
since his like most publicized incident. And it hasn't been like a big thing. Nobody said anything about it, or at least like nobody said too much about it. But once he starts working with this person who you might deem as like incapable or like
younger, inexperienced, new, like
naive. You know what I mean? Like now it's suddenly like, oh no, man,
he's a predator. He's coming after you. You need to watch yourself. I don't know. I'm not here to cave for Chris Brown too goddamn hard. I just wanted to present the thought process of like, I don't necessarily agree with the fact that he's receiving such backlash about working with Chloe and that she's receiving such bullshit about working with Chris. I'm just like,
Well, all right, let's unpack it. Let's unpack it. Cause I think anybody that heard that shit that you just did and is cool with it has already decided they don't fuck with you. But
I mean,
so let's unpack it. Right.
All right.
Why do you feel compelled to defend Chris Brown?
The situation was, did I defend Chris Brown? I said,
I'm just reverse engineering the possible shit that you can take from this.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah. Cool. Clean it up then. Clean it up.
I'm not cleaning shit up because, like, you might fuck it up still. And I'm not saying because I don't necessarily support Chris Brown, but I'm not going to stop myself from listening to Chris Brown.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, the same way we've made this point, like we have said this multiple times. It was like, they do fucked up shit. I look at that. That's crazy. I would never put them with my kids. I don't want them around your kids. If you let them around your kids, that's your idea. If you want to let him date your daughter, that's cool. But as far as like them
I think that it's because one, I still put artists, I don't give R. Kelly the pass because I think he writes about the fucked up shit he does. Right?
Okay.
I don't give R. Kelly that pass.
Sometimes the subject matter itself is like a little out there.
If it blends into your actual subject matter, bro, I'm not fucking with you. No. Goodbye. Like, no. If Chris Brown wrote a song about like hitting women,
I'd be like, Pooh Shiesty rapping about alleged murders. You know, fuck with that.
That's different. That's rap.
I just want to know, like Gucci Mane, like he's out here rapping, you know, about
Max O'Cream's first bar in Fetty is shipping the packing is vacuum sealed. That nigga is on charge for Rico right now.
I'm saying
he lived his raps. That's different, right?
So living your fucking fucked up songs is a little bit. I get it. It's like you know,
make it snappy, catchy, and shit like that. Not niche. It's like, ooh, hell no. And like, and that extends to everything. Like, if a nigga wrote a book about like the fucked up shit he did, like there's a reason I can't read No Longer Human by Junji Ito or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Or not Junji Ito, who
it's but, that Japanese one dude, nigga wrote that yeah, shit. Yeah, right? Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Died, whatever.
Dying the nigga. Yeah.
The nigga who wrote the same shit as what the fuck is his name? I don't care, right? There's a reason I can't read that because I'm like, a lot of that shit that he wrote about is shit that he actually fucking did.
Oh no, No Longer Human. There's two. There's Osama Daizai and then
yes, Daizai, yes. And yeah. I have no interest in reading the rest of it. I tried, but once I like read into it and read into his life, I'm like, okay, nah, I can't.
Oh no, this was real. He really did this shit.
Yes, he did this shit. It appears that you did this shit. And because you did this shit, I can't support. Right?
Nah, I get it. Well, that's weird. Because the Book of Five Rings, Sun Tzu, like fucking, you know, goddamn Iceberg Slim. Like, there's just, like,
I don't want to read fucking Iceberg Slim's book either. Fucking, because I think that the shit that you wrote about, the shit that you did was disgusting.
But at the same time, I'm just saying that there are individuals out there that find this like interesting. Now, mind you, these are all just presenting points, devil's advocate shit. I completely understand what you mean. We give some people passes. You give some people passes based on what their subject material is, whether or not it's Oogie in the music or it's just Oogie in their life. Like, yeah, I get it. It's like, yeah, we separate the art from the person typically. Like,
I wouldn't say that. I think that if your talent is not aligned with your subject matter, then I'm okay with it. Because, like, there's still a lot of, like, iffy shit with the Michael Jackson shit, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of authors that I like that are a little strange. Like, you know.
Well, I mean, if they're writing about it, if Michael Jackson wrote songs about him and children, then I'd be like, oh, hell no.
Allegedly.
Once again, if he wrote songs, like, allegedly or not, if he just did, period.
I don't know who Billie Jean is.
You think Billie Jean is one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs? Hell to the fuck.
I'm just saying.
Oh, wait, PYT is my favorite Michael Jackson song.
Yeah, pretty young thing.
That song is great.
I'm not here to make you contradict yourself. Like, I'm not here to fucking trip you up.
Basically, we're all contradictions. So it's just like,
yeah, I mean, I get it. I'm just saying that's not my objective. I'm not here trying to make you flip. For me, right, you asked us, like, what makes you want to come to the defense of Chris Brown, right? Like, what makes you want to say anything in the defense of Chris Brown? One is because I see a motherfucker out here who's worked consistently for the last 15 years, right, with multiple artists, right? He went through the public backlash of the initial situation, but I mean, whether or not people think that's right, wrong, or anything like that, he has kept it consistent as far as his music went, and he's gotten accolades about it. He's been passed up for accolades about it. We have these feelings about him as far as like where he's at in the fucking pantheon. We can have conversations about who's the most talented motherfucker around, right? Blah, 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 right? But as soon as he works with this particular artist, right, it just blows out of nowhere. It blows up, right? And that was the thing that was fucking me up. I was like, hold on, man. Like, wait a minute. We were like, I get it, it's the flavor of the week and shit like that, right? But like, not long ago, we were talking about the American music video, like the AMAs, the AMVs, the video awards or some shit. Yeah. AMAs.
American Video Awards?
Yeah, I think there are American Music Awards, either way. And he was supposed to perform some shit. He was supposed to perform at an award show. He wasn't able to. They pulled or some shit like that. But a lot of people were upset. I'm like, okay, cool. Now we're like on the other bandwagon. I mean, I get it. That's just fucking day-to-day society. But it was grinding my gears. I was like, this shit don't make no sense. Why are we not keeping the same energy? Like, if you don't fuck with Chris Brown, we don't fuck with Chris Brown, then why is he still selling out? Like, why is he still selling out shows? Why is he still got all this shit out here? And I'm just like, y'all don't really fuck with Chris Brown. That's not the case. Like, it's not, I don't think that's the case. I don't think anybody doesn't fuck with Chris Brown. I think that the biggest thing is that you don't fuck with what Chris Brown did, right? Like, but you fuck with that nigga's voice, you fuck with that nigga's music because your body is moving either way. Does it make it right? I don't know. Is there a right or wrong in this situation? I don't fucking know. Like, I mean, how long do we hold it? Like, how long do we keep him on the fucking grill? Like, you know, and then on top of that, like, when are we going to like take that out of the tuck for that nigga? When is that going to not be the first piece of ammunition anybody grabs for fucking?
That will always be the case. The shit that you did is always going to be held against you regardless. And you should expect that when you do fucked up shit.
Yeah. If you do fucked up shit, right. You know, you can't expect anybody to forgive you. Right. I get that. I get that completely, right? You can't expect anybody to continue to ride with you or anything like that, right? And I'm not saying that.
Right. But I'm just saying acknowledge that. Like that the people who are speaking against this shit are not necessarily fans of Chris or whoever the fuck, right? Like, yeah, you know what I mean? I like complicated people. You know, yeah. I like people who have done fucked up things. But the Chloe audience probably does not care much for that nigga.
Yeah, and I can get that. They're like, oh no. And I could see it. Like, if it was the case, like it was like, okay, the Chloeites, they just kind of got the fucking the wind in their sails for Twitter this year. Like, or these couple months, and they said, okay, here we go.
Just today.
You know, just that day. You know, I get it. It was just something I saw and I was like, ah, damn, you know, Chris Brown catching flack 20, you know, some odd years later. Just crazy.
Yeah, but
it's not even about that. It's about this new song that he made with this chick. I ain't even heard the collab yet. I bet it's fire because of Chris Brown's on.
Chris Brown doesn't miss.
He doesn't miss. He
don't miss.
In the heart of battle, he do not miss.
Yeah, but I mean, he I mean, he's got recent shit that's kind of fucked up, nigga.
Oh yeah,
I can't fault anybody for being like, I don't fuck with dude, or like saying their public shit.
But let's discuss the fucking new shit. No, let's discuss that shit. Let's not go 17 years in the past.
I think there's a minority, I'll say a majority. There's a majority of people who are looking at it from recent times, and it's because Rihanna probably went on.
Well, because she was on the fucking Super Bowl, and like she did great. She's pregnant, motherfucker. She's on fucking Super Smash Bros. Fucking stadium. Like, yo, we're fucking pregnant.
You've been on Twitter today, huh?
I've been Twitter, yeah. It did look like a Super Smash Bros. Level, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't lie about that. It should look like fucking Link was gonna come smashing down and Kirby was gonna suck him up and get the fucking sword powers and shit. It's crazy.
Okay, I'm about to hit you with that PK fire real quick.
Hey. My nigga. Yo, I just got so charged up about that, but I realized I was like, it does seem like I was caping really hard for my nigga, but I was just like trying to present an opposite point. Either way, I'm not taking anything I said back, and I'm not saying that you know, anything I said, you know, don't take the shit out of context, goddamn it. The conversation. But the initial thing I even brought up all that was for, we got a little topical. What the fuck? I was like, we had a whole point, but we kind of got derailed here. Derailed. Oh, fuck me. About fucking the end times. People deciding that like this is the way they want to like do things instead of like actually fixing the now and the here and things like that. Which, I mean, that's like, I guess, part of the norm with like the social media culture, like the fact that we can kind of like get shit out there as quickly as possible. Like, what was the old woman's like, yo, it's the end of times now, is the like, you know, millennials be like this and Gen Xers be like this. And this is just like, you ever see those fucking memes? The goddamn TikToks would be like, you know, Gen Xers Gen millennials in fucking 20 years when the Gen, you know, Ys are this and that.
No, what the fuck did you just say?
Yeah, nothing. I didn't say anything. I didn't say words at all. We'll take that whole part out because, like, I didn't know what the fuck. The point was that there's a.
Yeah. I think you were trying to say something about how, like, have you seen the TikToks or like the memes or just like the.
Basically, it was like the general thought process is like, you know, think of us in 20 years, 30 years, like that, right?
Yeah.
I prefer that thought process every time. Like, speculate on how the fuck like these generations are going to change and shit like that. Don't tell me the world is ending tomorrow, right? Because at least having the forethought to be like, yo, these niggas are probably gonna end up like this, that's funny to me, right? Futurist humor, that shit's funny. I feel like that's like the best direction that you can go in opposite of that. Like, if you had to switch the fucking, like, if you had to switch, yeah, I don't know why I said they're similar. Technically, they're like the opposite. Like, this is kind of the energy that I would meet anybody that was like, oh, it's the end of times. I'm like, Gen X is in 20 years when I guess I was crafting a meme, but it was like, Gen X is in 20 years when the end times don't come.
Yeah, I mean, but that's kind of what happened with 2012.
Yeah, yeah. In 2012,
a lot of people believed. Well, yeah, a lot of people believed that 2012 was going to be the end of days.
Yeah,
and like when it didn't come out to be that, like a lot of people tried to revise the shit they were saying. A lot of people,
yeah, they were like, "Oh, hold on, let me go back to the calendar. Let me go back and retick. Hold on, yeah, technically it's this date. No, it's this date." And I remember when Y2K was supposed to be the end of all the shit, because
the world was supposed to end quite a few times, and like, yeah, we're not going to know until it actually happens.
Yeah, which is wild that we had a whole episode about like well, we didn't actually talk about it much. What the fuck is the name of that movie? Don't Look Up. Yeah. That we had that whole conversation about Don't Look Up. What? Yeah. And that we didn't ever, the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
I know, it was a couple months back.
Yeah. Yeah, we had that. We had a very light discussion. You didn't really want to talk about it much, but I was like, I'm surprised that we didn't bring up the thought process of like, the end of days and shit like that during that pod. Like, that was actually kind of funny. And we actually have a lot of like post-apocalyptic like shows, movies, shit like that that comes out that kind of give people that example and thought process. What do you think about motherfucking like doomsday prepping? They get like, give like bunkers and shit like that. Is it too goddamn like? Is it defeatist? Is it fucking preparation?
I wouldn't call what some people do doomsday prepping, but more so like worst case scenario prepping.
Like, yo, if it goes down like this, you know, we all get in a truck, we go out to the middle of the woods at this nigga's land, and we plant out here,
which I always think is a bad idea, but
Like, but it's a favorite thing to do in East Texas.
Like, terrible idea.
Yeah, we're just gonna go out in the woods and, you know, build a bunker. We're gonna bury some school buses.
Right, bury some school buses. Right, that'll work. I don't know.
That's sustainable.
When it comes to like the doomsday shit, I think that there are some people who are just very preoccupied with the end and what they perceive the end could be. So, yeah. For a lot of situations, like being underground is not gonna help you. For a lot of situations, like trying to have a stationary shelter is not sustainable. Like the whole nine. Some people are just obsessed with it. And I think that's just human nature. You know, like people are
where motherfuckers be like, yo, I mean, I get it. Like the same little thing in the back of your brain, your lizard brain, that's like, yo, you know, you need to forage for the winter or some shit like that. You know, make sure you have plenty of stocks and stock up and shit like that.
Right.
Like, it's a human nature to be like, okay, look, prepare for the worst when you got shit up. Right.
And I mean, I understand where it comes from, because like the when something bad happens, you gotta imagine what the reactionary person is gonna be. So like the preparatory person is gonna be like, oh, let me get all of that shit before everybody tries to take it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like the idea of scarcity, and like it's very real. Like you saw it with the pandemic, people started stockpiling goods that they never used, et cetera, et cetera.
Have no use for 30 things of toilet paper, but I got them.
Right. I got sympathy for the people that do shit like that. But I also am just like, a lot of these guys are basing their shit off of like shit they've seen in TV or like read in books and shit.
Yeah. I mean, you only have access to certain pieces of media, things like that. That's like, what are you trusting? What are you getting this information from type shit? Like, but what I'll say is like, what the reactionary individual, right, is just like, oh, okay, cool, like I heard about it, leave it alone. But until it actually affects my home or gets to me, like I'm not gonna do anything about it. Is that what you mean by reactionary?
Yeah, I mean, not so much that I'm like, yeah, basically, like once the news gets out, because some people can't interpret news or interpret
like signs and shit like that. Like as you can't look at the fucking like, oh shit, like everybody's in town today, or the traffic's really bad today, or all the birds are flying in one direction.
Right. I mean, do you think you're a prepper nigga or what?
No, but I've got like prepper friends. I got niggas that like legitimately like look at the country, and it's not even like end of days. It's like, oh, the government's gonna crash or that kind of shit. Like, you know, there's all a million different facets of that whole like, oh, it's the end is coming type situation. But I've got a lot of friends like that. They'll be like, you know, hey, look, I've got like a fucking 20 acres of land, and like I've got it cleared, and I've got a couple of shacks out there, and you know, I've got a homie whose dad was an ex-Marine, and he's got fucking MRE stacked to the fucking ceiling in the closet. Mm-hmm. Just wait, you know, just waiting on the day that shit pop off.
Mm-hmm.
So like I've gotten that experience on both sides. I've also got people who are like, you know, shit, excess is access. We get everything. You know, if I've got it, I want to fucking have all of it and get too much of it at the same time. It doesn't matter how much I have, that type of shit. Like, you know, niggas whose fucking pantries are overflowing and they don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let their kids eat up all the snacks during the day.
My question more so is like, do you buy into that?
Oh, me personally. So I like to be prepared, right? But 9 times out of 10, I would call myself a reactionary individual. It would be like a situation of like, I look at it and be like, oh, that's kind of wild. And then once the news actually goes, I was like, okay, well, time to react to the situation. Like, I'm not like, like the anxiety doesn't consume me like that. Like I was saying, like for me, the end of days is like whenever the fuck it comes. Like it's not, it doesn't, it could be tomorrow, but that's highly unlikely. It could be next week, but it's highly unlikely. What fucks with me is not the end times. It's death. Like, it's just like, oh, shit. A nigga might get a fucking, I've got hypochondria out the ass. Like, I be looking at my shit like, oh, damn. Is this cough the one that fucking does it? Like,
yeah, right. Is this the end? Right. Yeah. So you look at it more from like a biological, like, I should be scared of this.
Yeah, it's like exactly ceasing to exist for me personally is bad. Like, but if the world went to shit, then I'm pretty much like, okay, well, like, you know, I'm gonna ride this out. Like, as long as I'm alive, like I can keep moving. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm not even too worried about it.
Which well, the prepper brain says like, that's dumb.
No, I get it. I get it.
That's like, the prepper brain.
You're a sheep, nigga. You don't understand. Like, you're not out here actually.
Well, not even that. It's just like you're just not prepared. And I think that, like, If something happens, them niggas are gonna be the ones who know, or like not even know, but those are the niggas that are gonna be way more prepared than me. Yeah. But I'm also like, my plan is to low-key die. So
low key, get out of there. My plan is not even to be. If it's the end times, like my plan is not even to be there. I'm getting raptured. Like I was already prepared for that.
Right. Or like, even just outside of just like the rapture and shit.
It's if it's like, the government what? Time, like oh yeah, I'm getting.
Like civil unrest is way more likely than fucking
every
an
time.
Actual doomsday event.
Yeah, the zombie, like you know, the country will have a militia civil war like before the zombies come.
Right, and at that point, it's just like there's so many variables in like civil unrest that it's just like nothing I plan for is gonna change shit.
Yeah, which is why a lot of niggas read because like different people's experiences and shit like that, or people who've been through wild stuff. Like you know, people write books. Like there's books written about like you know surviving insurgencies and fucking books written about rebellions and shit that people read and be like, okay, well this is how these people did it. These are how this went about it, and these are the signs, right? And then they kind of like try to watch that shit. But like, funny thing about reading though. I forgot just as we were having this like conversation as we were talking to kind of go back to the end of days thing. Nigga, you remember the Left Behind series?
Yeah, of course.
Question. Do you remember the fact that there was a child spinoff of that?
Like yeah, Left Behind Kids,
nigga.
Yeah, Left Behind Kids.
Jim McKay.
Kids were so bad they couldn't get on the rapture.
That was like kids were so goddamn bad that they couldn't get up.
Well, it wasn't even that they were fucking bad. It was just like, you know what I mean? We needed a book and Left Behind was already so popular.
Yeah, and that's what I was like. When it comes to like reading, checking in on stuff, people, you really did use the Left Behind series as like their prep for motherfucking me. That's it. Tim LaHaye, not Jim LaHaye. Tim LaHaye.
Yes, it was Tim LaHaye.
Fucking Jerry B. Jenkins. That's the niggas that wrote these books.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now, like, some people would take this shit. I had fucking kids when I was going to mostly white churches and things like that. Like, kids run up on me, like, do you understand what kind of stuff they're going to do? They're going to ask you about your faith, right? And they're going to try to press you and they're going to make it like they're going to press right. you. They're going to torture you. It's going to be crazy. And these are the signs you need to look out for. And just you should read this book. Take this book. And what's crazy is I started reading them. And for the fiction, I was like, oh, this is wild. Like, this is a lot for these kids to be going through. This is some shit. This is on the shelf of my elementary school. God damn. The exposure that like we had to this kind of stuff, even in school, was kind of wild. But I mean, if it presented as a fictional book, I guess it wasn't this.
Well, it was a fiction because I put like the Left Behind Kids stories in the same box as like Animorphs.
Iris.
More so Animorphs.
Animorphs, that
like,
too.
Like that. I don't know how much you remember out of the Left Behind Kids series or whatever, right? But it followed them all the way to like when they were like adults or early teens or whatever.
Yeah.
So like
it's like 7 years and they start off like fairly like it's a 7 year period and they start off like 12. Some of them start off like 12, some are 13. Like some of them are significantly younger. So that change in them does happen.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Separated.
And some of them actually die.
I was about to say, like it's pretty fucking sad.
Yeah. I mean, call it whatever you want, right? But I look at it, I put it in the same box as like propaganda and shit. And I just have a pretty high tolerance for like propaganda.
Yeah. I mean, the ability to look at something and go, oh, I understand that this is attempting to sway me.
It's just like, you know, I mean, I'm already like growing up religious. I can already read this shit and be like, ah, I kind of see it. You guys are trying to scare me into being okay with shit or just like scare me into like converting or whatever, and it just is what it is.
No motherfuckers be like, yeah, you know, if you don't do this, you can motherfucking meet up. If you don't get saved, you're gonna get your feet beat on. If you don't get saved, you're gonna have to go through pestilence. There's gonna be bugs and shit crawling all in your skin and your body. You're gonna get sick.
You need to figure your shit out. I don't know too much about it, but like I remember the series. I know for a fact that series can never work in such a scale today.
In 2023, I don't think we could write another like Left Behind Kids and shit like that.
Right. That's just not happening.
Yeah, no. Man, that's pretty much all I got today, man. But like I just wanted to get that out the way. I was like, nigga, like the end of fucking days, it's acid raining in fucking Ohio, Pennsylvania is getting fucked. There's all like Chris Brown is getting yelled at. I was like, is it the end times? Is it time to look around?
Absolutely not.
I would definitely agree. It is definitely not the end times, ladies and gentlemen. The life is long. Remember that, guys. Life is long. Keep that in your head. You know, it's like, look, you know, you might be worried about what the fuck is going on. You'd be be ready to fucking end it. Skip to the motherfucking next part. Don't skip your own DVD, goddammit. You got plenty to live for. You got plenty of life to live, nigga. There's so much dope shit that's happening. Yes, there are going to be plenty of fucking bad. Like, sometimes you got to get teeth pulled and the shit hurts and it sucks. You might get dry socket and infection, get a little headache, have to take some antibiotics and then take some painkillers. And then, you know, just sleep for a little while. You never know what you might have to go through. But what I will say is this is 9 out of 10, the experiences that you go through that are trials and things like that, that are hard. Typically, if you fucking weather the storm, you will come out stronger. If not, seek out help, because it's out here, goddammit. Bro, you got anything extra to say to folks?
Absolutely not. Just check out some of the supplementary content. Check out the YouTube. Check out the Instagram. Check out the TikTok. Check out Twitter. You know, these are all opportunities to interact with us on a one-on-one basis. Ooh. And just expect more shit in the future.
Yes, indeed. We've got more stuff coming for you. Please don't forget to check out the YouTube. Please don't forget to jump on the Instagram. Hey, come interact with us on Twitter, like my brother said. We love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning into the Well Spoken Token podcast. I'm the Well Spoken Token, and I'm out.